We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
644-9850. So believe it or not, it sounds fake, but it's true. Tell us a story about yourself that's unbelievable. Good morning, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jackie.
Jackie, we want to hear your believe it or not story.
I was a senior in high school and took trig class with a guy that I sat next to every day. His name was Dave. After graduation, I didn't see him for 30 years. We were friends on Facebook, and I had posted a picture of the winter storm 3 years ago in March, and he made a comment. And from that moment on, we never stopped talking. And I saw him 5 days later, and we've been together every single day since.
No way!
Wait.
Wow.
That's incredible. That's a believe it or not. I like it. 644-9850. So, wow, that must have been some storm comment. What did he say?
Well, I had lived in a 3-floor apartment, and you couldn't understand where the photo came from. I took it out of my window.
Oh, my gosh. And the snow was that bad?
The snow was that bad. Yeah, that was 3 years ago in March.
I'm trying to remember that storm. I guess I do. Wait, was that, did everything closed for a while, right?
That I was think that, we lost her.
Oh, I think we did.
You remember that storm we got the milk and the bread? That one?
Wait, I'm trying. Three years.
7-footer.
Was that in March? Was that when you got stuck, Wheeze?
No, that was a long.
No, that I'm was just trying earlier to remember in the that. Season.
644-9850. We're doing believe it or not stories. That's a cool one. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, this is Victoria.
Victoria, we're looking for believe it or not stories. It sounds fake, but it's true. A story about yourself that's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a story about meeting Billy Joel.
Oh, talk to me. Go ahead.
Okay. I was at a business school dinner, and I was in my mid-30s. And the night we're standing at the Genesee Bar the night before his concert, and I struck up a conversation, which turned out to be his boyhood friend that travels with him to all concerts. And I was telling him, like, oh, Billy Joel is the first concert I ever went to when The Stranger came out when I was a sophomore in high school. And he just casually, after building up a friendship, just talking at the bar, he says, well, I'll leave you tickets at the Wolf Hall at downtown at the arena. And I'm like, okay. Now, I don't drink, because most people are going to say, oh, you're drinking. Oh, you hooked up with this guy. No. It's a nice conversation. And I had to wait the whole next day, because the will call window doesn't open to 6 o'clock. I lived in Zeller District, close to downtown. My best friend girl, who's married and has 2 kids and would need a babysitter, lives out in Clarence. We found out at 6:01. I called and I said, hi, by any chance, are there 2 tickets for Victoria? The lady said, just a minute. She goes up and she says, yes, there are. And there's two backstage passes.
Holy cow.
I scream. I'm excited. I call my girlfriend. She quickly gets her parents to babysit because her husband's out of town. She drives in from Clarence. We're mid-30s, but we were acting like 12-year-olds, screaming and having such an exciting time. We go, and we're in the parking ramp at the HSBC Arena at the time, and I was a pharmaceutical rep. I saw one of my physicians. We're screaming, like, we got backstage passes. Like, just real losers, but in the best sense of endorphin overflow.
Uh-huh.
And so we get there. We're in the green room that everyone talks about, so there's the bottled water and fruit,
yep,
whatever. We're standing there, And then we look out in the hallway. We see the rack of black Armani suits go by. And I'm like, oh, my God, those are his suits. And then my girlfriend says, Vic, let's go in the hallway. Because we're just standing in this green room. We go in the hallway, and there's Billy.
Oh, my gosh.
We struck up a conversation, take a picture, and then the whole time we're standing at the stage screaming and just having the best time. And then after the concert, it'd be great to say that we hung out with Billy and got some wings, but unfortunately he didn't show up, but the gentleman that I met the night before and the guitar player, we all went and had wings at the Genesee Bar.
Oh, that's cool. How fun! That is an amazing Believe It or Not story. I bet you'll never see a Billy Joel concert the same way again now, huh?
Exactly. I keep watching him. He ages, I age, but at least for one brief moment, we chatted together.
You guys shared a night. I love the story.
My night with Billy Joel.
Another Believe It or Not on Kiss 98.5. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sandra.
What's your name?
Sandra.
All right, Sandra, it sounds fake, but it's true. We want to hear a Believe It or Not story about yourself.
So I was dared to call in and tell my Believe It or Not story. I'm really scared.
I can't wait.
So when I was 16 years old, I found out that I was born with a bicornuate uterus, which means that I have two uteruses, two sets of ovaries, and two fallopian tubes to two ovaries.
Okay.
And my best friend just dared me to call in and tell him my Believe It or Not story because that's crazy.
Have you had any babies yet?
No.
What do they say you have to do, like, when it comes to the time you want to have a baby? Do you have to remove one of the uteruses, or can you carry two babies and they wouldn't be identical twins? What does
I
it mean?
I could carry two babies on both sides that would be completely different children that technically, they wouldn't be twins because they're not in the same womb.
And so what are the chances of you getting pregnant with two babies the same pregnancy?
Probably, like, I don't even know. It's very slim, though.
If you have, here's another question. And this is a good Believe It or Not story. If you have a boy and a girl, will you name them Janet and Nick? Because you called in and told this story on the radio.
Heck yeah. Good question.
I don't know if my husband would go for that. I'm trying to get him to agree to Esmeralda, and he absolutely hates it.
Oh, I like that name.
I actually like that
it's
name.
It's a beautiful name.
I like that name.
You know
right.
what?
It's a nice name.
You can be persuasive. I know you can. I feel it in my bones. Tell your friend.
Yeah, this could move things along.
Yeah. Tell your friend thank you for daring you to call in. That's a great story. Appreciate you.
All righty. Thank you.
Another Believe It or Not on Kiss 98.5. Hello.
Hi, Janet. This is Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl. We're asking for Believe It or Not stories. It sounds fake, but it's true. A story about yourself that's unbelievable.
Okay, this isn't really... Well, this is about my girlfriend and I going to... How do I get those feedback? Going to the Dave Matthews concert and worked across the street from the Hyatt at the time. And I got into work... said, I can't work. Dave Matthews is across the street, and I wanted to see him. So we ended up taking a half a day or the rest of the day off, and we sat outside and waited for Dave Matthews to come out of the Hyatt.
Uh-huh. And?
So he comes out of the Hyatt, and we were talking and everything, and we were talking to a couple of his band members before, and kind of like the other woman, they gave us backstage passes to go meet Dave after the concert and everything. So we go to the concert, we have a great time. We never ended up meeting Dave Matthews, but this is the craziest, Believe It or Not. So my girlfriend and I, my girlfriend ended up moving to Florida, and she comes back to visit like a year later, 2 years later, and she doesn't tell anyone she comes back to visit, but she meets up with me to go shopping at the mall. And it happens to be that Dave Matthews is playing at the... Syrian Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And we're shopping in the mall, and we look over, and there's Dave Matthews sitting in the store.
Come on.
So two of us meet him again. Yes.
Wait, first of all, what store?
It's not my time. We have met Dave Matthews.
That's
insane. Where's he hanging out in?
What store was he shopping at? Please say Claire's.
No. You know what? It was Structure at the time.
A drugstore. Okay.
Structure. Yeah.
He's
getting some really?
Matching monochrome
shirts.
Really?
He was shopping at Structure.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And what did you guys talk about?
We were just telling him how the story about when we met him the first time. And he is so nice. He sat mm-hmm. there. The first time we met him, he had just had his twins. He sat and talked to us forever. And then the same thing when we met him in the mall. And
that,
he's just the nicest person.
You know what you need to do is just hang out with that friend more, because everywhere you guys go together, you pull Dave Matthews into your cosmic universe.
She's a Dave magnet.
You are like a Dave.
What?
What?
This is the thing. So now my girlfriend, she lives in Florida, right? She goes mm-hmm. on vacation. Her husband travels for work, and they're down in Boca Raton, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And she texts me, and she says, "You're not going to believe who's having breakfast at the table next."
Shut the front door. Right now.
Fair to you.
See, you know what? I think in another life they were friends, and for some reason their universes keep pulling together. What do you think happened in another life?
I don't know, but it's amazing, isn't it?
What did he have for breakfast?
I didn't ask her. I asked her if she went and talked to him, and she said no. I just left him. Fine.
Who was he with?
I think he was with, I don't know.
I think he was with Tim.
Yeah. That's great, Weez. That was good, though, that you knew that. Anyways, that's an amazing story. Thank you so much for calling. We're doing the Kiss 98.5, believe it or not. Who's this? Hello?
Hi, my name is Michelle.
Michelle, we're doing, believe it or not, a story that sounds fake, but it's true. A story about yourself that's unbelievable.
So it's kind of a sad story, but heartwarming. My daughter is 11 years old, and since she was born, we have moved 24 times.
Wow.
Okay, it's a lot.
It's a lot. And, you know, with perseverance, I'm a single mom, and we pushed through it all. Unfortunately, we had to move again next month because her father passed away, and she inherited his house. But we can't stay there because the courts won't give me the guardianship of property for her to take it over.
Okay.
So now we have to move again. And, you know, my daughter is very, very strong through all of this. She remembers everything, and she's, you know, doing really well with it.
Wow, that's a lot of moves. So what, besides you, how do you keep constants in her life?
Really hard to, yes, bring the stability, and I have a lot of guilt, but, you know, I'm a single mom, and financially, you know, it was a struggle. I've held the same job for 10 years, but as a nonprofit, you don't really make that much.
No, yeah.
So wow. It was bouncing around, but she's still, I tried my best to bring that stability into her life.
Here's what I'll offer you. Let go of the guilt. Let go of the guilt, because it's just not a positive thing for that relationship. I moved around a lot as a kid, too, and it's maybe not as bad as you think. As long as you got that person in your life, as long as you two were close, that's really important. So let go of the guilt.
I hope it works out that you get that house, that somehow the courts see that this would be for her best interests. I really do. Send positive energy that way.
Right. I fought, and the judge said, you know, I know you have good intentions, but good intentions don't get you far in life. And financially, he never paid the taxes, so it's back on taxes, $50,000. So there's no way I could finagle that.
Right. That's tough. Well, I wish you all the best. And here's to, you know, finding that forever home that you guys can stay in, at least, or whatever forever is, you know, 7-10 years, or, you know, just a longer term place.
Right.
That's a lot of moves, though. 24 times. Thank you for calling. I wish you all the best. It is 8:20 at Kiss 98.5. I keep seeing September 29th and wanting to tell you it's 9:29. But those are some of the believe it or not stories. You guys, how many of our girls that listen to this station that have gotten backstage? Every time I hear, and I went backstage,
yeah, well,
I'm literally,
you know,
like clutching the desk. Like, okay, now
I'm
what happens?
Billy Joel's childhood friend.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand what that guy's doing.
Totally, man.
Right, exactly.
I mean, I'm like, and let's go out for wings the next night.
Exactly.
Play a little cleanup.
I don't, but that one girl that keeps running into Dave Matthews, that's amazing.
It's a Dave magnet.
I think she is a Dave magnet. Pretty cool. Good morning, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, it's Suzanne.
Suzanne, we're doing, believe it or not, it sounds false, but it's true. It's a story about yourself that's unbelievable. What's yours?
Well, my dad and I used to go to season tickets for Bills games, and he took me from the time that I was like about 8 to about 16, and I went every Sunday. It didn't matter what the weather was like. And back then, girls weren't really into football. So all those years, and then my father lost his job due to the recession, so he had to give up his season tickets. And he even went back to the Rock Pile days.
Wow.
So when I got married, I wanted to thank him. So they weren't showing games on TV if they weren't sold out. Mm-hmm. So I said, hey, Dad, you want to go to a game with me? And he's like, no, I'd rather just sit home and listen on the radio. And I was like, come on, please. All those years you took me, I really want to at least take you once. So after like a couple hours of debating and trying to get him to go, he said, okay. So we stopped by a tent. It was a cold November day, a little rainy out there. So I wanted some hot chocolate, and they had sports trivia going on. So my dad was doing that, and I had a drawing. So I filled the bowl with a ton of my name and phone number, and then I put one with his name and phone number on it.
Right. Good odds for you and him.
So 5 minutes before halftime, all of a sudden you hear Ray blank. Please report to security. And I was like, oh, my gosh, Dad. And he's listening to the radio in his ears. So he couldn't hear. And I'm like, oh, Dad, they're calling your name. And he's like, what? And I said, I don't know. They're calling your name. So security grabbed him. And I said, can I go with him? And they're like, no, they just called his name. So about 15 minutes later, after the the college was out playing their band, all of a sudden they said, and we just want to thank whatever car dealership for our red, white, and blue. And then next thing I know, there's this red car driving on the field. And my dad is in the passenger seat waving his Bills hat.
Oh, my God!
He won the car!
Oh, yay!
That's unbelievable.
My dad needed a car so badly. Oh, my gosh. One ticket and all my
what kind of car was it?
It was a Cutlass, old Cutlass. It was beautiful. So he gave it to me when he hit 100,000 miles.
Oh, there you go. Everything. That is the most amazing story. So he wins the car. Then did he come back to the seats for the game?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Was he freaking out for the rest of the game?
Yeah.
Old Cutlass, that's the 90s.
That is 80s. Literally a great Believe It or Not story on Kiss 98.5. I love it. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Amazing story. See, it's fun to talk about those Believe It or Not stories.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.